is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Huckman.
And we sincerely appreciate you joining our program. It plays on all different times all over the country, so we really appreciate that. Whenever you're listening to the program, whatever time it is, wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in, or the ships at sea, we appreciate you. You're
That's
listening.
Right.
We are always appreciative of our loyal listeners. And speaking of loyal listeners,
the sun never sets on the British Empire, nor does it set on our program.
That's correct. When I figure out what that means, I'll let you know.
Right.
Well, it's time for questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right, you got your thinking cap on?
I do.
All right, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, let's head down south to Miami, Florida for our first question. Charles from Miami writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what are some of the responsibilities of a state attorney general?
Well, it varies from state to state, Charles. For instance, in the state we live in, the attorney general represents the people of the state in several respects. One, he does a lot of civil stuff. They have a fraud bureau, you know. They have, you know, if you get a lemon of a car, you go to the attorney general. They also represent charities and protect charities against fraud. Also represent charities where they're entitled to money under a will. They appear. Some states, they do all the criminal work. Actually, a district attorney is really a part of that, but here you would know it. All the criminal work has been delegated to the district attorney's office. Now,
local,
if there
local.
Are statewide problems, like big securities fraud investigation or something like that, that relies on the whole state and not one single county therein,
right,
that would be conducted here by the state attorney general. But bear in mind, this could vary from state to state.
Probably does.
But to make it, to say it as quickly as I can, the attorney general of the state represents the people of that state. Sometimes he's called the state's attorney. But generally he's the attorney general, and that's right.
Now, at one time in your career, you ran for the office of New York State Attorney General.
I got 37
did you
votes.
Well, but it was tight. The other guy got 42. It was very good.
He got 4,200,000, and I got 40. You know, I did a friend a favor who was running independently for governor.
That's
he needed
right.
an attorney general candidate.
Yes.
And I didn't know. I forgot whether he was running for attorney general or lieutenant governor. But it didn't matter.
You could. Did you mean like in your speech you should mix it up?
Yeah, I would. Well, I didn't make many speeches. I told him that I will, and he's a very wealthy guy.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
But I said I'd run, but I can't afford to pay for my campaign, but I will contribute $1.95 to the whole thing.
So he said, James, you're making one speech.
That's right.
Okay. Tim from Las Vegas, Nevada writes, Dear Jim and Randall, this week our own senator, meaning he's from Las Vegas, Senator Harry Reid spoke for 5 minutes about the results of a college football game during a meeting with President Obama. Now, I heard this. They actually taped this 5 minutes talking, and then he said, do you have any other business to handle here, Mr. President? Is this what we pay these jokers for?
Well, I'm afraid we do, Tim. The fact is that I don't know if Senator Reid
isn't he from Nevada?
From Nevada, but Nevada. I don't know if he's from Las Vegas or not.
Well, no, he's from Nevada because it was the college.
You said Las Vegas.
Oh, but that's where Tim is from. Is from Las Vegas.
You thought you said. Listen to me.
Yes.
I heard it.
Yes.
You messed it up.
I did.
And I don't know if you're right or wrong, but it's unimportant.
Okay.
So be quiet, and I'll get back to Tim. Tim,
please.
Are you there? It's really not a legal question, but we do pay them for these. These are not the only stupid things they do. This is not the only time that's wasted. You know, you ever go to and see a road program, and they say your tax dollars at work. Well, I should have had it on this program, your tax dollars at work, while these muffin benders were standing around talking about a football game.
Right.
All right?
Yep.
So, yes, it's a shame, and they shouldn't be wasting your money or my money on that kind of a thing.
All right, there you have it, Tim. We know you're from Las Vegas. We're not sure where Harry Reid's from. There's only two places in Las Vegas anyway.
In Las Vegas?
Yeah, I mean in Nevada.
See, only you got it mixed up again.
I got it mixed up again.
Why don't you just
All right,
get
I'll
back
go
to
the next one.
Will you?
Okay, my friend Bill from Huntsville, Alabama writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is a hung jury? And is there anything a judge can do about it?
Well, a hung jury, Bill, is a jury that cannot reach a decision. They're split. That's one version of it.
Okay.
And the judge can, what he does, he declares a mistrial. If they cannot, he usually does is go back, deliberate some more.
He tells them to go back, right.
He tries to get them to reach a verdict, tells them it's important that he understands they should not give up their independent thinking, but nevertheless listen to each other, see if you're going to reach a verdict and try. And if they can't, if they're hopelessly deadlocked, then that's a hung jury. I need to declare a mistrial. Now, there's another kind of hung jury where you have the 12 people and you hang them on hooks. And that's a hung jury.
Okay, they're hung.
And what the judge can do about it there is cut them down.
Okay.
Next.
But most of the time they try to...
That's not being hanged.
No.
That's hung. That's right. That's hung.
Hanged is different.
Like a beef is hung.
Hung. Right.
When they're executed, are hanged.
That's different. No, we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
Nor is Bill.
No.
But most often the judge does try to... To push you to get a verdict. They usually improve the food.
We just talked about earlier today about how it's expensive if to run
right,
a trial.
Right.
Courthouse, you have all the court personnel and stuff like that.
Right. So they've got to stop sending those tortillas and burritos from Moe's. Okay. All right. Carla from Shreveport, Louisiana writes, Dear Jim and Randall, do you believe that this country should utilize a military court process for terrorists?
Well, you know, there's a lot of sides to that story, Carla. I think that it's probably the best thing to do. Use those military commissions that we have a history of them. They go back to the Revolution, where you have this kind of conduct by people, you know, our enemies, those of our who are treasonous or traitorous or what have you, and have committed these acts. Yes, we could see from the last guy that got tried in New York.
Oh, that was a travesty.
224 counts were dismissed, and only one, which was not murder, for all those killings involved in the embassies in Kenya, and I forgot the others, Tasmania.
Was it Mumbai?
One of those places.
Okay.
Mumbai, could have been Mumbai.
I don't remember.
And so I think, yeah, I kind of agree with you, Carla, which I think your question implies. Probably be best to try them in these military commissions.
And integrate the guillotine into the process.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of our favorite items, the guillotine. You know, let's not talk about it right now.
The main thing with the guillotine is when you get it ready, get your fingers out of the way.
Yeah, okay.
Don't hold on because you want to get close to the guy whose head's popping off.
All right, okay.
Get your thumb out of there.
Carla?
Carla, you got four fingers left, but you got five on the other hand. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
Nine out of ten is not bad.
Carla, we thank you for your question. We agree with you strongly, and I think the evidence will... prove us all correct that we need to go back to that in a hurry. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.